VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an all-out push to remove President Donald Trump from office. Yesterday, a story was released on westernjournal.com, which reported that a liberal organization has announced the start of its $75 million campaign to try and defeat President Donald Trump in swing states in 2020. The 501c4 dark money group acronym launched the Four is Enough campaign to focus on battleground states like Arizona, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's according to the New York Times. Other vast sums of money have been announced by groups like Planned Parenthood and, of course, that which has connections to George Soros. But there is also intense efforts at the same time being made behind closed doors to impeach President Trump. Now it's been announced that open hearings will begin next week, November 13th. President Trump has called this a witch hunt, an attempted coup. As a matter of fact, the attorney for the whistleblower was calling for impeachment in 2017, and even back then predicted a coup and promised to get rid of him. Well, joining us today with news and analysis on this impeachment mess, we welcome Jim Simpson. He's an investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, serving under Presidents Reagan, H.W. Bush, and Clinton. He writes for Breitbart, Daily Caller, Washington Times, Town Hall, Accuracy in Media, and others. He is author of several books, including The Red-Green Axis 2.0, An Existential Threat to America and the World. He's written The Patriot's Handbook, other books as well. Jim, good to have you with us here today on Crosstalk.
Well, Jim, great to be with you. Thanks for inviting me on.
It's really hard to make sense of what's going on pertaining to this impeachment inquiry. We know there are secretive hearings that have been going on behind closed doors that even we have sitting congressmen that have been denied access to them. We've got these selective leaks going to the press who are viciously fanning the flames, creating the persona that there's this major bombshell to hit the nation in regard to President Trump. They purport that he's guilty of high crime and misdemeanors, got to be removed from office, and supposedly this is all stemming from a phone call to Ukraine. And Jim, if you could pull the pieces of this puzzle together for us. I mean, just months ago we were hearing about Russian collusion. President Trump was being a Russian spy. That didn't stick. Now it's Ukraine. Solve this puzzle for us.
Well, I'm calling it Russia collusion 2.0. I mean, it's just the second iteration of this insane effort to mischaracterize the president as somehow engaged in nefarious activity to influence elections. In 2016, it was getting the aid of Putin and Russia to influence the 2016 election, none of which occurred the way they claim it did. But in fact, the Democrats worked very actively with the Russians. If we are to believe that the Steele dossier was obtained through Russian sources, I think, frankly, it was actually made up whole cloth by Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, perhaps with a little bit of Russian misinformation thrown in. But either way, it had nothing to do with what President Trump was doing, but a lot to do with what the Democrats were doing. And then here again, the Ukrainian thing, he calls and asks legitimate questions about how the Democrats worked with the Ukrainians to interfere in the 2016 election, the evidence for which is just overwhelming, and it's something that we really do have to get to the bottom of because it's literally a threat to the rule of law. It's a threat to constitutional government that the Democrats would be allowed to get away with all of this and suffer no consequences. And so 2.0 is a Democrat's effort to flip the narrative and point the finger at Trump and hopefully get people to not focus at all on their vast, indisputable activity with Ukraine prior to the 2016 election and even after the 2016 election. I mean,
so do you think this is a diversionary tactic?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, well, it serves a number of purposes. I mean, it continues their nonstop pillaring of President Trump, their nonstop effort to delegitimize his presidency, to vilify him as much as they can in advance of the next election, and even when any elections are ongoing now, they're trying to do everything they can to delegitimize him for their own electoral purposes. But I think it's missed by a lot. We're all missing because our reaction is when somebody points the finger at you, said, you did this or you said that, our natural human reaction is to say, no, I didn't. Here's what I did. And then, you know, what the follow-on is, well, you did this, you did that, you know. So it becomes a back and forth. And that's what the Democrats want, because then it's just he said, she said. But the real thing that they are terrified of, they are terrified of Robert Barr, the new attorney general, and his prosecutor, John Durham, who are seriously looking into these activities, and I believe will bring indictments against major players in this whole Democrat effort to undermine and investigate Trump before, during, and after the election. So they're terrified of that. They're terrified of that coming out, and they're also terrified of the wealth of evidence of Biden's interference in Ukraine to protect and defend his son. And there was much, much, much more than that involved in Ukraine, going back as far as 2014 with the Democrats trying to dig up dirt on Trump and other Republicans.
But yet we're being told that you know, that Biden's aren't even in the narrative here. We're saying, well, that's not the picture. This is a focus on President Trump and what he has done. And Joe Biden's coming forth, I didn't do anything, you know, as bad as what the president has done.
Right. Of course. And the fact that they have the media in their pocket to literally promote that narrative and defend them at every turn is the only way they get away with this. It's how they've been able to get away with this. It's simply stunning. You know, you have John Solomon from the Hill newspaper bringing out daily Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalism regarding this entire issue with Ukraine. And you only see it on Sean Hannity and perhaps a few other opinion shows on Fox. He's not been invited on to CNN, NBC, ABC, or CBS. They don't run any of those stories at all. And these stories are absolutely slam dunk, bottom line truths. I mean, the Hunter Biden was sending emails to the State Department pleading with them to use their influence to stop the Ukrainian authorities from investigating them. I mean, there's email evidence.
So this is the real story. It's not the phone call that President Trump had with President Zelensky. The real story is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, but it's even bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. And the thing is, President Trump was carrying out his constitutional duties. He felt a duty to look into this whole issue, and it's perfectly within his purview to ask these questions, and nobody would ever question a Democrat if they asked the same kinds of questions. But the other thing is that this has been going on since 2014. We had Alexandra Chalupa, and this is not news either. I put this together a year ago. Alexandria Chalupa, who is a Ukrainian-American, she worked for in the Clinton administration. She was a aide, and she is a paid Democratic National Committee consultant from 2004 through 2016. In 2014, she started looking into Manafort because he was basically a publicist promoting Viktor Yanukovych, who was a pro-Russian former Ukrainian president, and Alexandra Chalupa and the Ukrainian she was allied with really didn't like that guy, and they wanted to see somebody else, and they didn't like the fact that Manafort was shilling for him. What a lot of people don't know is that, you know who Manafort's partner was in that effort?
Who is that?
The brother of Clinton insider John Podesta, Tony Podesta. Tony Podesta and Paul Manafort worked side by side to promote this guy, and when the whole roof caved in on Paul Manafort, Tony Podesta just quietly stepped aside, stepped down from his position, and disappeared. He was never investigated. He was never locked up for months in solitary confinement, which is considered a form of torture. He was never even mentioned. And he was every bit as guilty, if you want to call it that, as Paul Manafort. But the real truth is that all of the Washington, D.C. folks do this. It's not a good thing, but when they get out of their jobs, if they're appointed under a certain president, or if they lose their election as members of Congress, then they turn either to the K Street consultants, or they go out and sell themselves to different countries based on what they know, or different organizations based on what they all do this. And I think it's a bad idea, but they do it, and they do it legally. There's nothing illegal about what Manafort was doing in supporting this pro-Russian Ukrainian president, despite the fact that I think it's a terrible idea. But the real point of the matter is that this, in addition to that, here's a guy who was every bit as guilty, if you want to call it guilt, and he completely sidestepped any implication because he's a Democrat and the brother of John Podesta, a Clinton insider. I mean, it's just stunning. There's so many things about this that are just, it's beyond belief. Really.
We're going to take a quick break here. Jim Simpson, our guest here today, an investigative journalist, businessman, and former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget. Quick break here, and we're going to come back and talk further about this so-called quid pro quo. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, some lakes are shrinking in size. What's causing this?
Chris, the Earth's average temperature has been rising over these past few years, but is this a long-term trend? We know that over the decades, the average temperature has gone both up and down, so we wonder what's next. The current warming trend, however, has caused an increase in evaporation from some inland lakes. One lake is in the Middle East. The salty Aral Sea has shrunk dramatically, exposing a several-mile-wide salt beach. This has even affected the search for Noah's Ark. Salt has been picked up by the wind and blown all over the Middle East, including the glacier on Mount Ararat, causing it to melt quite a bit. Inland lakes are by and large leftovers from Noah's flood and the ice age which came after it. How much longer will they last? We'll have to wait and see. And that's the Back to Genesis truth.
Visit our website at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Yeah, we're talking about the impeachment mess today as open hearings are to begin next week. James Simpson, our guest here today, investigative journalist. Jim, let's talk about this quid pro quo. I mean, we keep hearing this quid pro quo on this call to the Ukrainian president. President Trump has denied it. President Zelensky of Ukraine has denied it. The transcript, transcripts have denied it. And yesterday, transcript shows the House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff's star impeachment witness, Bill Taylor, as WND.com put it, destroyed the Democrats' claim that President Trump engaged in a quid pro quo with the Ukraine's president to damage a political rival. Accusers say the president imperiled our national security by delaying for his own reasons a transfer of lethal aid and Javelin missiles to Ukraine. I guess these were the very missiles President Barack Obama refused to send to Ukraine.
Right.
But where's the quid pro quo in all of this?
Yeah, well, there wasn't one. But, you know, there could have been. And that there's nothing the matter with that. He can withhold aid. He's the president of the United States. He's the man in charge of conducting foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously it should be done for legitimate reasons, but this is a very legitimate reason. He is trying to get to the bottom of what happened, that we've been going through this three-year nightmare, mm-hmm. utterly fraudulent nightmare. And, you know, the second part of that is that they keep throwing up the fact that Joe Biden is a presidential candidate. That doesn't put him above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is clearly, in my mind, he has clearly committed multiple violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, including bribery and extortion. The penalties include up to $5 million in fines and 20 years imprisonment. It's not a nothing burger. This is a series of crimes he committed, and you could say the same thing about Hillary Clinton when she sold off her seat in the State Department to foreign governments for massive donations to the Clinton Foundation, massive, huge, overly rated, extremely high speech rates for President Clinton, who nobody really wants to hear, but this is how they peddle their influence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been clearer that this is a quid pro quo with them. You're dialing for dollars.
Yeah, yeah. what do we know about the whistleblower and the whistleblower source of information?
Well, that's another gem. The whistleblower isn't a whistleblower. He is now. First of all, his name is Eric Camilla, and we could say the alleged whistleblower, except that the Democrats, you know, whatever you can say about them, one thing you can add is that they are really stupid.
Hmm.
They are amazingly incompetent. Today, in one of the transcripts that they publicized, they named the whistleblower in the transcript.
Oh, my.
So it's
the same one
not,
that they're... Yeah.
Yes.
The same one they're criticizing if President Trump would name him or his son or anybody else.
They put it out. They didn't mean to. They just were too stupid to look and read the actual transcript and then delete or, you know, black out the name. So the name's there. His name is Eric Camilla. And this is, here's Eric Camilla. And this is really interesting because he's probably a poster child for the deep state. He was a Susan Rice ally who worked closely with her while she was at the National Security Council. And you all remember who Susan Rice is, right?
Yes.
She was the one who kept saying that the Benghazi attack was based on that bogus video.
Mm-hmm.
And she's lied about everything under the sun. I believe she was one of the people implicated in unmasking American citizens when they were using the NSA illegally to unmask American citizens, all, of course, who were Trump campaign people and Trump administration people. But he was hired by NSC Director H.R. McMaster. And McMaster was one of the first NSC directors. He was finally fired because he was leaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But McMaster was a general. I wrote extensively about him. He was a general who, you know, in order to get a star rank, you have to get permission from the U.S. Senate. The U.S. Senate has to vote in favor of your promotion. And so in order to do that, you have to have a Senate, you know, patron. And his Senate patron was John McCain. And John McCain utterly opposed to everything about Trump. And his chief of staff, in fact, was the guy who advocated to the IRS that they attack the Tea Parties. He was the one. He wrote a memo to the IRS saying, go after the Tea Parties. And guess where he is now? He heads the Office of Special Counsel. And the Office of Special Counsel is not the thing that covers the Mueller investigation, those kinds of things. That's a whole separate issue. The Office of Special Counsel protects whistleblowers.
My.
Okay?
Oh, my.
All right?
Yeah.
So we have these people all together. Now, Eric Kamela was hired to be H.R. McMaster's aide. In that position, he could look at every single transcript of every telephone call president made when it came to national security. Okay? And so now he's since gone back to the CIA, but absolutely you can be sure that because of his you know, agenda, basically, you just assume, it'd be easy to assume that he got the transcript information secondhand or thirdhand from the many Obama holdouts at the NSC who are still in there and are still working to undermine Trump, even though McMaster was fired and we got a very good guy in there for a while, John Bolton, who ran afoul of the president for reasons we have yet to understand. But there's plenty of bad people at the NSC still. Mm-hmm. So this Eric Kamela guy was clearly part of that. Eric Kamela's lawyer.
Yeah, Mark Zinn, and I'd like to bring him into this because he's got some pretty incriminating tweets against himself from January of 2017.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, he tweeted out, a coup has started. This is 2017, the very month that President Trump is being inaugurated. Right. A coup has started. The impeachment will follow ultimately, and then he promised this coup would occur in many steps.
Nope, and he tweeted that out in January of 2017 as Trump was taking office. It's just amazing. It's just simply amazing stuff. And now the whistleblower, and he's not a whistleblower. A whistleblower has to have direct access, direct personal information, and this guy has none of the above. What he has is hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, whistleblowers, their name doesn't get to be protected. What the whole Whistleblower Act was about is protecting their jobs. They can't be, fired for being whistleblowers. But, you know, interestingly, under this Office of Special Counsel, and the prior one before McCain staffer took that position, and I can't think of his name off the top. It's Henry something or other. I can't think of his last name. But the real whistleblowers, for example, Adam Lovinger, who was a Department of Defense official, who was the one who uncovered the fact that Stephen Halper was being paid through a DOD account hundreds of thousands of dollars for spying on Trump. Lovinger noticed that this guy was being paid for reasons nobody could quite understand, and he raised it to his superiors, and guess what happened to him? He lost his security clearance. And then when he tried to reapply to the National Security Council when Trump was elected, he couldn't get his job because his security clearance, they wouldn't give it back to him. And that's the kind of stuff that's actually, the real whistleblowers continue to be persecuted, while the fake whistleblowers that serve the purpose of the deep state are now turned into conquering heroes and white knights. It's something, it's amazing.
Yeah, and this is something where just Senator Rand Paul the other day was saying, hey, are you familiar with the Constitution? I mean, the accused has the right to face his accusers and to protect the identity. I mean, this has been, but as you said, the leaked transcript or the transcripts that they put out revealed his name. Wow.
They couldn't even do that right. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, of course, the Constitution calls for someone can be impeached, removed from office for reasons of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yep.
The question isn't, which of these did President Trump commit? I mean, we cannot pin this on him.
Right. Well, as I was saying earlier, and one point I really wanted to make, you know, President Trump is the chief law enforcement officer for the U.S. It's his duty and should be his imperative to see that justice is served against those people who actually did collude with Russia and Ukraine deliberately, both for political purpose and to enrich themselves and their families. He has every right to ask Ukraine for help, and did so in his phone call with the new president of Ukraine. There was no quid pro quo, but it wouldn't have been problematic for there to have been a quid pro quo, because that was an important issue. At the same time, Joe Biden's status as presidential candidate does not put him above the law.
Right.
It just does not. If he engaged in criminal activity, he should be going to jail just like any other person would. And for that matter, so should Hillary. She clearly violated countless laws, and it's only that she had an ally in the person of James Comey as FBI director and all of the other people in the Department of Justice that wouldn't have pushed that.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. We'll be back in 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen, because next week the, quote, open hearings are to begin. We're going to find out what our guest anticipates in those hearings. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
From the invention of writing, this world has been mostly ruled by kings. Power which concentrates into the hands of one person often rewards his friends, though, and punishes his enemies. The King of England was the most powerful king this planet had seen. So when Americans got the chance, they set up a government as far from a king as possible. A republic where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. How do republics rise and fall? How did 45 countries fall to communist dictators? Are these tactics used in America today? These and other issues are addressed in the book, Who is the King in America? By William Federer. This book provides the reader with an overview of 6,000 years of history and why America is unique. Discover the keys to preserving the freedoms of America's Republic. Who is the King in America? It's available for a donation of $18 or more. Ask for it when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking today with Jim Simpson, who is, he's been investigating this. He's been on top of this for years, folks, writing on it for years. Investigative journalist, businessman, former economist, a budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, author of several books like The Red-Green Axis 2.0, Existential Threat to America and the World, Patriot's Handbook, and others. By the way, Jim, where can listeners get your books?
Well, you can get them all at Amazon.com. Just search under James Simpson. That's the name I use for, my authorship. They'll all pop up there. And you can go to crisisnow.net to read the many articles I have in many archives. Not everything I've done is posted there. Some is at the Center for Security Policy, which is securefreedom.org. Mm-hmm. But many of my archives are at crisisnow.net.
Okay, very good. Well, next week we have these open hearings, Wednesday, November 13th. What do you anticipate?
Well, you know, the Democrats have been coaching their witnesses. Mm-hmm. They have prevented Republicans from asking questions in those closed hearings. And the way they wrote these open hearings, the way they passed that bill that would call for the open hearings and lay out the ground rules for those open hearings, make it clear that Republicans' ability to question these the people will be limited, and their ability to call their own witnesses can be vetoed by the chairman. So the chairman doesn't want somebody who can really say something to come up there and say it.
Mm-hmm.
He just won't let them come on. He just won't let them on. So even though it will appear as though they're now putting it into a legitimate format, they're still refusing to allow, you know, people like counsel, legal counsel for various people who will come to testify. It's a sham. The whole thing is sham, and it will be continue to be a sham. And because they are so good at creating these shams, and because they can rely on the media to promote them while completely suppressing the truth, it's something that could be worrisome.
This past Sunday on Face the Nation, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said this. He said, "Never in our history have we ever moved through with what's such a partisan impeachment movement. This is unheard of." He also indicated this is all about trying to change the outcome of the 2016 election and to influence the 2020 election. Do you agree with him?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely it is. I mean, I already said that. But it's also an indication of absolute panic that the Democrats are going to suddenly face real consequences for their criminal activities. I mean, they're really, really trying to change the narrative. They're really trying to change the focus. They are hyping this, and it helps to explain why they're being so crazy, because all of this stuff just generates our anger, our frustration, but it also generates our focus. And it all mm-hmm. it makes us all say, no, 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 you're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. If this is the right way, and everybody focuses on responding to the insanity that they're engaged in, and what are they doing in the meantime? They're not focusing on where the ball is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at the real thing. And the real thing is that they have been engaged in serious criminal activity for which many of them could go to jail.
My. Let's open the phone lines here today. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Your questions, your comments here today. Jim Simpson is with us today as we take a look at this whole impeachment fiasco that is going on right now. The so-called open hearings are to be happening next week, but how open are they when you can't call witnesses, or you are vetoed from asking the questions that you want to have asked in all of this, and yet we're putting this forth before the American public as if it has a form of legitimacy, and it is a nightmare as to what's unfolded and the procedures and that they've been going through to in these closed-door sessions and selectively leak out certain pieces of information. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Just before we get to the first call, put in one more piece of this puzzle. Rudy Giuliani, how does he fit into all of this?
Okay, well, I don't know the president's thinking. I'm not there. But there are very few people he can trust. There are very few people who are really competent enough and at the same time brave enough to really tackle these issues. He made an excellent choice with Bob Barr as Attorney General, and I think Bob Barr made an excellent choice with John Durham to go through to investigate and prosecute these crimes. And Rudy Giuliani is an people forget, but he is a very, very good attorney, as well as a successful political leader. And President Trump trusts him, and it's perfectly legitimate once again for him to send hire a private attorney to do these things. There is nothing illegal about what Rudy Giuliani is doing in Ukraine on behalf of the president. But once again, the Democrats are trying to blow smoke and create a smokescreen to make it look like Giuliani is engaged in criminal activity. And the thing is that they're so unethical, and they have so many people willing to stretch, if not outright, break laws in order to go after their enemies legally, as Andrew Weissman, Mueller's chief prosecutor, did against Mike Flynn and against Paul Manafort. I mean, these people have real reason to be afraid. Rudy Giuliani has real reason to be afraid of these people, not because he's doing anything wrong, but because they can use their influence with left-leaning courts and misreading the law and going after him the way they went after Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort, it really isn't guilty of anything either.
Well, let's go to the phone lines here. Mark is calling from Monroe, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air.
Okay. I think the deep state mainstream media is using Hitler's propagandist Goebbels playbook to undermine Trump's presidency and the validity of the U.S. voters who voted for him. I think the media's actually exceeded, to actually, at least in pretense, to be more powerful than our current president, and which to me is the equivalent of being mob rule.
Yeah.
That's my comment.
Absolutely. Can't disagree with that. They've taken Joseph Goebbels to the next level. I mean, they're the advanced degree. They are the graduate students of Joseph Goebbels, and for that matter, Vladimir Lenin and the communists, who actually were the ones who taught Goebbels what he knows.
Thank you, Mark, for the call. Let's go to Karen in Central Point, Oregon. Karen, you're on the air.
I just had to say, this whole idea that the impeachment was tweeted about right as President Trump got into office is just as bad as giving Obama the Nobel Peace Prize when he's barely been in office.
Yeah.
It's like
right.
There's such an agenda. It's just, how can people not see this?
Yeah. It's so obvious. It's if it weren't so serious, it'd be funny. Thank you, Karen, for the call. And what we see here, Jimmy, I mean, we're going back. This man is just, you know, taking the oath of office, and they're already tweeting out that the coup has begun.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing about Caramella, Eric Caramella, he not only worked with McMaster on the National Security Council, he was Joe Biden's point man on Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He worked for Joe Biden.
Let's go to Justin in Salina, Kansas. You're on the air, Justin.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to touch on the fact that I was listening to Joe Biden bragging about his having that district attorney fired in the Ukraine, and then they're talking about impeaching our president. I've called up my senators and representatives to let them know this whole thing is a sham. I think people need to call and let them know.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I think the more people who can call in and pressure their representatives and senators, even if they're Democrats, let them know how outrageous this whole thing is, it would help.
Thank you, Justin, for that. And by the way, folks, the number, I'll give you the number for the switchboard. The House switchboard is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And, of course, if they go forth with their proceedings, your senators would be picking up after that. Their number, 202-224-3121. To get their specific numbers, go to house.gov, senate.gov, look up your senator, look up your congressman, and you'll be able to get their direct phone numbers. Let's go to Lublin, Wisconsin. Daniel, you're on the air.
Yes, I had a question for your guest. Is there any way that we can get the national focus to change from the Democrats' impeachment sham to the Attorney General's investigation on the Democrats' problems,
right.
issues?
Well, that's the $50,000 question. It's very difficult to get the mass media to report anything that would be actually helpful or honest, because usually it reflects badly on the left, and that's what they're all about. I mean, the media, the efforts to penetrate the media by the Soviet communists began in the 30s or earlier, and it's always been an effort by the left to control the media, and it's pretty clear today, although I think it's actually been true for 50 years, but it's becoming clearer today to everybody that the media, at least the mass media, the networks, CNN, most of the daily national dailies and even local papers are controlled by leftists. And they all work according to the same agenda, which is to silence thought from anybody that doesn't agree with them.
Thank you, Daniel, for the call. A quick 60-second break. We'll come back for the final segment then and taking more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk on VCY America as we talk about the impeachment mess. Yes, it's going on, folks. And your congressmen, senators need to hear from you. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Sadly, through things like the BDS movement, which is the Marxist, Islamic, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating campaign known as Boycott, Divestment, Sanction, they're trying to boycott Israel. Really what they're trying to do, folks, is to set up Jews all over the world to be persecuted and make it acceptable. But those guys out there pushing BDS and all this anti-Zionism, they like to say that Israel are the new Nazis. I know, it's offensive. That's what they're saying. Israel and the Jews and the Zionists are the new Nazis. They also say Israel is filled with racists. They're a racist state. They're an apartheid state. Well, perhaps they don't know that in 1991, as well as in the 1980s, but in 1991 specifically, Israel raised $35 million in 2 days to buy over 14,000 Ethiopian Jews, fly in 36 aircraft, and rescue black Ethiopian Jews and bring them back to Israel for safe keeping. How about that for so-called racism?
Mm-hmm. You know, our previous caller just before the break was asking, how do we change this narrative? I mean, all we hear is this impeachment, impeachment, and what about this investigation? Folks, people need to know the information that you are learning today here on Crosstalk. Within just a couple hours, this link will be on our website, crosstalkamerica.com, crosstalkamerica.com. Would you take that link and put it out to your social media contacts and get it out to your family, friends, loved ones, people you come in contact with, so they can be informed on that which they're trying to keep in, you know, this total country in the dark on. They want to give the Adam Schiff narrative without really knowing what is taking place. Our guest today has been writing and covering this for years, and this information needs to go from coast to coast across this nation. Again, crosstalkamerica.com. If you don't have that, if you want to get CDs, you call our switchboard here. They'll tell you how you can get a CD at 800-729-9829. Let's go to Christine, calling in from Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Okay, Jim, you just answered my question. The ignorance is profoundly mind-numbing.
Yeah.
And we are bullied so badly. Uh-huh. I am so hated at my workplace, and this started 3 years ago, just for having an opinion, and anyhow, trying to inform people of the ignorance of their, you know, when they would ask questions.
Yep.
But you answered the question.
Great.
Are there any other succinct and, you know, maybe brief links or anything that we can go to or give
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
going to crisis
you,
now.
Can I say something? Yeah, you know, I go on to the online versions of local newspapers all the time when I am either alerted by one of my friends or if I know just out of my own investigations that they're talking about something and they're incorrect. I will put in the comment line, I will put in my comment, and I will comment at length about what the facts are. Some of these papers have, for example, libeled me publicly, and they will not give me an opportunity to respond in an op-ed. So I put my op-ed in their comment section. And I would urge people, or anyone you know, to go on these local newspapers. You have local newspapers. They have a narrative that they're pushing on these national issues. Go in the comment section. Get all of your friends to go in the comment section. Overwhelm the comment section with what liars they are. And you have to really take the media to task every opportunity you get, because sooner or later, if they get enough pushback, they'll start responding. But we don't.
Yeah.
We just sit there and shake our heads and throw up our hands and give up.
And, folks, there's more info, again, writings from our guest, crisisnow.net, crisisnow.net, and send links to this to others. Thanks for the call. We're getting short on time. Deborah in Boise, Idaho, you're on the air. Hello, Deborah. Deborah.
Yes?
You're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go.
Hi, this is Deborah Bridges, and I agree totally with what someone said about the Hitler thing. I have felt like this witch hunt against Trump has just been relentless. And we know it's a smear campaign. And I just wondered if, when the Founding Fathers wrote up things, they had a constitutional convention and there was no paid Congress. And I just wondered how we get a video, like where we do a big messenger call with each other and have a constitutional convention and fire these hypocrites and just let them know that we, the people, can easily get behind this great president who's doing something. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Deborah, for that. And let me just say this, that you have that opportunity at election, every time we have elections.
Every time we election, yeah.
And we're not that many months away from it. And that's where you can let your voice be heard. But sadly, there are many who say, I'm staying out of the process.
Yep.
Thank you for
the
call.
The government is the American people.
Indeed.
We forget that.
Richard is calling from Washington. You're on the air, Richard.
Thank you, Jim. First thing, I want to thank you for having a great guest. I've got Jim's book. I've read it. And I first heard about him when I was on the Internet, and I went to the Center for Security Policy, mm-hmm. and he was interviewed by Claire Lopez. And that got me fired up, and I got the book, and it's a great book, The Red-Green Axis.
Yeah.
Now, what I like is he brought up about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is probably the most crooked person in Washington. And she has been getting away with everything, and no one's talking about it. And when she was Secretary of State, the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars,
yeah.
and it's a clear violation of the Emolument Clause of the Constitution, and she seems to be skating free.
Well, and the other end of the story, she still might jump into this presidential race yet.
Yeah, that's yeah, right.
My Richard, thanks. Any comment there, Jim?
Yeah, I remember what the country.
Yeah. amazing. Let's go to Merle in Tennessee. You're on the air, Merle.
Yeah, two quick comments. We need to be praying for the safety and protection of Durham and Barr and John Solomon as they do their work. It's the only way the rule of law is going to be reestablished in America and trust put back into America. Secondly, if you remember, Susan Rice, when she said in that memo right when they were leaving the White House, she said, "We did it by the book." I believe that book was Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, where you blame the other guy for what you were doing.
Yep.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Thank you, Merle.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We're down to just 45 seconds. What do you want to leave with our listeners on the issue here, Jim?
Don't take your eye off the ball. The real issue here is the Democrats' effort to negate the 2016 election and destroy the prospects for this president for 2020, while at the same time distracting us away from their very clear, very extensive criminal activity in regard to 2020, in regard to Ukraine, and the whole Russia hoax.
Yeah.
And many people should go to jail for that. And by distracting us, they're hoping we will forget about that.
Jim Simpson, our guest here today. Get more info at crisisnow.net. As I mentioned, in just a couple hours, the link will be up, crosstalkamerica.com. Call our switchboard for a CD if you want, 800-729-9829. James, thank you for your work and for coming and sharing with our listeners today.
Jim, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.